This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. All right, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend from up there in Navarre. And by the way, might be getting a little weather up here by the looks of it here. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Are you getting weather up here right now?
We got some wind, but that's just because we're in a transition period to a little bit of cooler temperatures this weekend.
Yes, sir, buddy. Sunday morning is when we're going to get it, and I do see something in the outer waters. Just it looks like it might be a little bit east of you right now, coming in our direction. So there is something out there, and there's plenty of snow to the north if you want to go find it.
No, I don't. No.
Not very far away either. All right.
No.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You bet.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words: under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Frank, energy independence is a national security matter. What do you think?
Well, yeah. you've got to be drunk to believe otherwise. You know, when you have to rely on, and this is part of that whole thing, in the beginning the theory was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The globalization of everything was going to replace mutually assured destruction with nuclear weapons. Countries being dependent on one another was going to make us cooperative. Well, maybe in a perfect world where people didn't have a nefarious side to them, you know, most people, that would have worked. But you're seeing now how that theory was a miserable failure.
Now,
you know, we have to be independent when it comes to energy, because relying on other nations and other regions allows them to have power over you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, now that America will no longer subsidize the war in Ukraine by buying Russian oil, however, I just found out we actually have 43 more days of buying Russian oil, according to the agreement we made with them, and we're honoring the agreement. But President Biden will have a choice after that. Will he do business instead with our enemies in Iran and Venezuela, or will he reverse the policies suppressing U.S. energy production?
Well, that brings up an additional point to that poor choice. If, in fact, we've still got 43 days before the sanctions kick in on that, how can he blame Putin for the elevated gas prices?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're still getting Russian oil, then his whole big press conference about, it's not my fault, man, It's Vladimir's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's Russia's fault. That was all just an insanely immense lie.
That's right.
That he tried to foist upon the American people right off the bat. So, you know, this guy continues to validate the fact that we shouldn't trust the federal government at every single turn. Truth does not come out of Washington, D.C., and out of the White House. That is now almost codified.
Mm.
As for the choice we have to make, none of them are good.
Well, we all know that we need fossil fuels, correct?
No, 96% of all energy that we use comes from fossil fuels.
Yep, and America, of course, relies on others to supply them at our peril. Now, the reality is we've achieved little besides hurting Americans and enriching our adversaries, and I say now is the time to change. Wake the hell up, America.
Oh, absolutely. We need to go back to energy independence. There's no question about that.
Yep.
And we have the ability to do that. As a matter of fact, we have the ability to expand that. We could have gone from the number three exporter of energy from a year and a half ago to number two or number one if we really wanted to.
Yep.
You know, so it's not that we don't have the ability, it's that we're getting a radical ideology stuffed down our throat to have to rely on a technology that is not fully developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
Renewable energy, and I'm all for it. I am all for it. Well, who wouldn't be?
Right.
But it's got to be effective, it's got to be affordable, and it's got to be reliable. So if the people on the left, instead of trying to figure out how to scam people into making them use it before it's ready, if they would take all of that energy and all of those resources and all of that thinking power and put it into making sure the technology is actually arrived, we would be going down the path they would like us to go down voluntarily because the market would mandate it.
Yep. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to get into an article that Frank wrote here at undergroundusa.com, and we're going to tell you about this article, and I hope you're ready to take some notes here, because it's a common-sense approach to how we got ourselves into this mess and how we can get ourselves the hell out of it. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle. Now, my conversation with Frank Silvato is being brought to you by Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey, the flagship store. They just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And don't forget about their cousins up here in Crystal River or down here in on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Nissan and Acura, the two stores right side by side. And, of course, the new one coming in Brooksville on State Route 50, just west of the Veterans Expressway. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss either. New cars, as we all know, are up about 12%. Certified, now get this one, folks. Pre-owned used cars right now are up 41% since January. Thank you, Joe Biden. Now, that means everything else is more expensive as a result. Yep, we know that. Now, you get free oil changes, tire rotation. You get all the different amenities that come with it. And, by the way, trade-ins, yep, got them. Your car, you know, is going to be worth more if it's in good shape. And don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. We're active duty military, we're veterans, we're first responders, and church pastors all get a great care given to them. So, again, check them out. The flagship store, Newport Richey. Want to see Sean there. And if you tell him the captain sent you, well, you might get a big old surprise, surprise, surprise. That's Sean in Newport Richey. And then, of course, you've got Crystal River, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the new store, when it opens up, will be there in Brooksville. Remember, Newport Richey is only 40 minutes north to Tampa. and you could save thousands of dollars on your car up there. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com website. Yes, sir, Mr. Frank. Welcome back.
Mr. Captain.
We always have a good time opining back and forth. And I want to get into this article that you wrote. Let's see, UndergroundUSA.com is where it is. You put it out there to the people that subscribe to your newsletter and other places where it can be seen. And, of course, it's all about the Congress and Biden, that they must couch all the special interest spending to correct the economy. And we're going to get into this because they just passed that big old budget bill. They've got the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2022. Boy, does that sound impressive.
Yeah, that just came out of the House, and it's probably going to be, I won't say rubber stamp, but it's going to fly through the Senate, maybe with some amendments, but those amendments will be tack-ons. So, you know, we are looking at something around the area of $1.5 trillion
mm-hmm.
in the omnibus spending bill, and an additional, I think, $1.65 for Ukraine.
Yep.
Billion for Ukraine.
Yep.
So we're looking at about $1.7 trillion that they have allocated for the federal government to spend in fiscal 2022 in a time when their tax revenue is up, in a time when government has never been larger than it has, but at a time when the people are hurting
mm-hmm.
very bad because of the policies that the federal government has in place, and because they spend well beyond what the limitations of government are supposed to be. They've extended government so far beyond the lines that were drawn in the Constitution because of the bastardization of the general welfare clause, and, mm-hmm. and it's insane. It's insane how far they've expanded when they should have been reined in.
Now, I'm going to throw some numbers out there, because what we're looking at represents a 5.6% increase in defense spending, number one, and a 6.7% increase in non-defense spending, number two. Now, here's the first thing that's on your list. $25.1 billion for funding for agriculture, rural development, and the FDA, a $1.7 billion increase. I really don't have any problem with that, because I know they've been getting shortchanged for a long time.
There's a lot of things on here that are fine. I'm a little upset with the fact that there were more increases for domestic spending than there were for defense, because defense is mentioned in the Constitution.
Yep.
That's mandated. We must provide for that. Everything else falls under general welfare. So, you know, if we're talking about getting money to farmers, I'm all for that. Depending on their situations.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA, well, the Food and Drug Administration, I kind of lump them in a little bit with the CDC and the NIH these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have to start showing me exactly how you're spending this money and doing it in a transparent manner before I start, you know, thumb-upping things to three agencies that have done nothing but lord over the people for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one that's kind of interesting as I gather, go down the list here. $5.9 billion in funding for legislative branch programs, an increase of $625 million, including $602.5 million for the U.S. Capitol Police, an $87 million increase since 2021.
Yeah, it's, you know, that when you put up these fences around the Capitol and don't do your job, I guess it's you need more money for that.
Yeah, how'd that work out for the truckers thing?
Yeah, you got to make sure that you keep the people's house away from the people, and mm-hmm. that takes an increase of tens of millions of dollars. Boy, people should be really ticked off about that one.
Yeah, now here's one: $56.1 billion in funding for state foreign operations programs, including a $595 million increase, which includes $295 million for the Countering Russian Influence Fund.
I kind of thought that was what the CIA did.
That's what I thought.
You know the whole counter propaganda, counterintelligence thing when it comes to foreign propaganda campaigns, really kind of thought that was already covered in trying to do the whole spy espionage, let's create the narrative type thing that that the CIA is supposed to do. Not to mention all of the other intelligence agencies that we now have. So, if we got to start carving out large amounts of money just to go after specific people, including China, then why don't we roll that into the place where it's supposed to be budgeted?
Yeah, and here's one here, $81 billion in funding for transportation and housing and urban development, including $27.4 billion for tenant-based rental insurance. And then here's the last one. The measure also includes $14 billion in emergency funding to support the Ukraine.
Yeah, I can understand that Ukraine that was made to be a standalone, which is fine by me. I think every single bill should be standalone. Going on record for this, I am absolutely vehemently against omnibus spending bills. These are 12 budgets that should be crafted and passed on their own every time. We should start moving towards legislation that is standalone legislation, so every person in Congress, whether it's a congressman or a senator, has to be on record as yay or nay for each individual bill. All of this tacking on bills together and creating these multi-issue bills allows them smokescreen to be able to say, well, if I didn't vote for that, then puppies would drown, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law for not drowning puppies was attached to give away everything in the Treasury. Yeah, that's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We have to push standalone legislation. Hell, make it an amendment to the Constitution. Wouldn't be a bad one to have. Because then your elected officials on record for every vote, and it's transparent, and they can't hide behind bundling.
Yeah. Now, when we come back, and you can stick around for another segment, right?
You bet.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the economy, energy prices, decoupling the ESG. We're also going to talk about the supply chain, food prices, and the independence of infrastructure, some things that will help straighten this mess that we're in out. And we're going to explain that. Frank's written this a very intensive article here, very informative. And I'll tell you what, everybody needs to read this article, Frank.
Well, I was a little ticked. If you couldn't feel that in the writing as it went along, and
yeah.
Quite honestly, it's all common sense.
Yes, it is, and it's something that needs to be done. People need to start paying attention to where their money is going, especially the money you give to the government, because they're blowing it. They're blowing it. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Putin's war rages on in Ukraine, civilian casualties mount in Mariupol as conditions worsen without food and water. Satellite images show Russian army convoy near Kyiv has largely dispersed to the surrounding areas just under 10 miles from the Ukrainian capital. Facebook and Instagram loosened some hate speech restrictions amid the Russian invasion, allowing users to vent about the war in Europe. The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Thank you very much there, Mr. Announcer Guy. And by the way, before we go back to Frank Silvato, I want everybody to mark your calendars for April 1st through April 4th in Brandon, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. That's April 1st through April 4th. For the biggest rally of 2022, stand up to tyranny, stand up to mandates. Hear from 18 great speakers featuring Lee Dundas from America's Frontline Doctors. You know who they are. John Maxey exposing Hunter Biden's laptop scandal. Yep, that's the guy that had the laptop. And Dr. David Martin bringing COVID criminals to justice and a whole bunch more. Get your tickets before they sell out at letsgobrandonrally.org. Attend in person or stream online the first week of April. Brandon, Florida, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And again, the website is letsgobrandonrally.org. Don't wait. Get your tickets right now at letsgobrandonrally.org. And I'll tell you what. I'm going to be there. Looking forward to it. I'll be there all 4 days, set up somewhere out front where all the exhibitors and whatnot are in Radio Row. I'll be right there in that. And we're going to see who we can see and who we can talk to, just like we did over at CPAC, because this is kind of designed after CPAC. Now, back to our pal, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And, hey, Frank, you're invited, too, if you want to come over.
Well, if I can get down there, I will. I think it's a great idea. Talk about city fathers going, you know what, the economy's bad, and Brandon did this. Why don't we hold something that points that out in our town named Brandon? Good going, guys.
Yeah. We'll see how this works because they've got a heck of a list of guests. And I'm not saying who the other people are going to be until they tell me, but here we go. Now, I want to talk about some of the solutions you wrote in your article, because like you said, you got yourself in on this one, and the best interest of what the people was today. You wrote about some things that could be done. Let's start out with the economy, and I'm going to read what this says. The economy must be repaired in real time, and that means replacing the politicians of the Treasury, Federal Reserve, and Security and Exchange Commission with people who actually understand the laws of economics. Love it.
Well, yeah, we're suffering this in a large part. If you take the immediate ideological policies away from it, from inaction by the Federal Reserve, they should have been adjusting interest rates all along so Wall Street didn't jump into many markets, especially land markets, and markets that had to do with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about the land markets, that's all the construction people, that's all of the housing markets and everything else. When Wall Street started jumping in there and gobbling everything up, they created the formula for, because they were getting free money from the Fed, they created the formula for the Fed to have to raise interest rates radically and repeatedly, which in the end is going to kill the housing market again,
mm-hmm.
just like it was killed in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in construction now with all these houses, there's going to be a glut of houses that have just happened. And if you're BlackRock, you've been buying up every house that's on the market to create a rental problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, you know, in my neck of the woods, rental prices are through the roof. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Fed didn't act when they needed to act. And that means they are not following the laws of economics. So what are they following? It's got to be politics. And politics shouldn't be the lord and master of government.
Mm-hmm.
So let's purge all the people that want to play policy games and political games when it comes to the stewardship of our economy and put people in there who understand the laws of economics.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, we've given so many decades to the anti-Milton Friedman thought process.
Mm-hmm.
How about if we go back to the Milton Friedman process of following the economic laws?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here I go with energy prices because I've got an illustration here. The federal government should immediately suspend all environmental hurdles to energy independence and embrace an all-of-the-above policy to the indigenous energy production. Now, we were energy independent and the third-largest energy exporter, we talked about already, in the world just a little more than a year ago. There's absolutely no reason gasoline should be $4.50 per gallon on average for one report, and we've also heard about gas maybe being as high as $9. Now, here's what's killing me right now. I am looking at the wholesale price of gasoline. It has dropped dramatically. It's come down over $1 a gallon. It's $3.16 a gallon at the refinery, national average. Going out the door, the taxes get applied state and local after that, and whatever the markup is plus the freight. Diesel right now is going out the door of the refineries for $3.30 a gallon. On Monday, Frank, that was $4.44 a gallon. Now, let me just conclude with oil here. West Texas crude oil. Today, right now, 106.02. That's what it's trading at right now. On Monday, it was $121 a barrel, down $15. Now we got Brent crude, 109.33. That was $127 a barrel, down $18 a barrel. Why in the hell are we still sitting up around $4.50 a gallon for gasoline when the bottom has fallen out of the market 2 days ago?
Yeah, you tell me. Well, part of that equation is the fact that the federal government and the eco-zealots enmeshed in the bureaucracy that is now really our federal government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our elected officials are so lazy, they don't craft laws any more that are comprehensive. They kick the crafting of the laws and the minutiae of it over to the executive branch, which never should happen because it's unconstitutional. And the bureaucracies make rules and regulations that act as laws now. Part of that is the eco-zealots who will not allow refineries to be built on American soil.
Yep.
You know, we haven't had an expansion of oil refineries in the United States for I don't know how long.
30
that's
years.
Always were the bottom. Yeah, 30 maybe 40, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know. We haven't had the ability to ramp up that kind of production in a long time. That's where the bottleneck happens. Not to mention, there's a little bit of market play here where the fear, and in cryptocurrency terms, they call it the fear and greed index,
mm-hmm.
but where fear dictates the market and it's irrational. You know, when you look at places like Sacramento, I saw a picture of Sacramento where prices were at $9.
Yeah.
You know, that's for a regular car, that's over $100 to fill up your tank.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, well, decoupling from the ESG, I'll just mention that because I want to go to something different. Supply chain, the State National Guard should immediately be deployed for any backlog port of entry. And by the way, they are at most of the ports of entry. They are in Florida anyway, and we don't have problems here. And by the way, DeSantis just invited more ships to come see us, and they're coming. They're coming.
Good. And they should. And they should. There's no reason for, you know, they keep claiming it was caused by COVID. There's no reason, none,
nope.
Zero, zilch, that we should still have this backlog. It should have been done a long time ago.
Yep.
And if that means that Congress should come out and say, you know what, we've got a legitimate national emergency here. We're going to call it a national emergency, and therefore we're going to be suspending everything, every regulation, every cost, every tax, and anything that interferes with clearing up this backlog is now suspended until that backlog is dealt with.
You betcha. You betcha.
Now, you know, course... And that goes for the fuel prices, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that stands in the way of lowering that mm-hmm. needs to be suspended.
And then we got food prices, because we haven't even seen the end of that yet with the farmers and the problems they're going to have. We're going to see food prices that are going to go through the roof here during the fall harvest season.
Well, directly related to fuel, but it's also directly related to the supply chain.
That's right.
You've got large equipment that farmers use to be able to farm, and replacement parts, they're through the roof because of the supply chain problem. And you know, if you've ever owned something that's big, whether it be a truck or a combine or a tractor or anything else, you know that maintenance has to happen.
Yeah.
So the supply chain and the fuel prices directly affect our food prices, and that's part of the reason why you see your grocery bills going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add the fear in there that where people jack that up, and all of the regulation that is placed on it by the federal government. Suspend it all. Suspend everything but food safety. You know, and anything that has to do with the safety of the product itself, from farm to table. Other than that, suspend every other regulation that there is, and that should never come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go, but I'll tell you what, people, you need to go over to undergroundusa.com, get this great article I'm holding in my hand right now, read it, understand what's in it, and let's see if we can't get some of this done, because it's common sense. Common sense, and we could use a little of that. Frank, have yourself a great weekend and stay warm.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's our buddy Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there and check it out. I'm coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Coming up, Patrick Hyland, your sports quarterback and Medicare coach on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Stay tuned.
Imagine that. Jeff from Sarasota promoting Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Who happens to be where? Why, he's right here, right now. Hello, Mr. Quarterback.
What is happening, Captain Matt Bruce? And good morning, America. And pleasure to be on with you. And I'm very happy to announce that Major League Baseball will start on April the 7th, just 1 week behind the original date of March 31st. So very good. I'm very happy about that. I'm sure a lot of other people are, too. They reached the agreement yesterday at 3:25 p.m., so I'm glad they finally got this going. So they'll be opening up the training camps in Florida and Arizona. It's 3 weeks behind, but at least they got it done. I don't know why they didn't start working on this in January, Captain, to get to this resolution, but anyway, it's done. A couple other things in baseball. A lot of free agency is going to happen now, Captain. Great first baseman for the Braves, good free agent. Carlos Correa, shortstop for the Astros. And Chris Bryant, three great ball players. Still got about another 100 plus that are looking for a team. I tell you, some things are going to open up now because now there's going to be, 14 more openings for a designated hitter. Mm-hmm. Because the National adopted that rule. I'm glad they did, Captain. I didn't like seeing the pitcher get up there and strike it out, or, oh, he's going to bunt the guy over and all this and that. You can talk strategy all you want, and, you know, I can appreciate that. But, again, both teams will have the designated hitter, so let's play ball. You gotta get the younger generation, involved in the game, Captain, and they don't want to see that. Now, I don't know what your thoughts were on that. Do you wish the National League would have, not adopted the designated hitter?
No, I'm fine with the designated hitter. I love to see people get up there and hit, and I love to see the pitchers pitch.
Thank you.
Yep. So, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. What's your thoughts about the shift? When the team wants to put everybody on the left side or the right side because the guy up to bat's a straight bull hitter. What's your thoughts about that?
I don't have any problem with them doing that either because that's called playing the percentages.
There you go, Cap. You and I are more old school than most, and we're okay with it. It's your job to hit the ball the other way. It's like telling the defense they can't blitz.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And that's what I could do. I could hit the ball to the – I was a right-handed batter, and I could hit the ball to the opposite field with power, and it used to baffle the people that we'd go up against.
Yeah, so that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn and adapt. And if it's that difficult, learn to bunt it down that line, and then you get on first base every time. So, you know, everybody has their own opinion on that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad they're gonna play ball. That's the main thing, Captain. So I'm real excited about that. And, that's all you can hope for.
Hey, listen, we got to bring up a little football here because of all things to see this morning on the front page of the sports page, Antonio Brown has made his pitch in person to the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones. He said, and I quote, "His plan is to get back into the game."
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see Jerry Jones
going with him with his antics. I don't think so.
I just don't see it. I'd be totally stunned. You know, Terrell Owens. You know, he gave him a shot, and that didn't work out. I'm sure that's going to weigh on his mind not to do it again.
Right.
So I don't see that happening. No, you're right. Khalil Mack is going to the Chargers. Which is going to really make them a strong favorite now in the American Football Conference. That could put them right on the top. This guy's a playmaker, Captain. He's an excellent ball player. So I'm looking forward to seeing him do something fantastic.
Yeah, and I hear Rob Gronkowski is going to play somewhere in the AFC this year. He really wants to hook up with that Cincinnati quarterback.
Yeah, Burroughs. That's where I think he wants to go. He probably thinks they have the best shot to make the Super Bowl. They don't have a predominant tight end. They have Uzumah, CJ, but he's more of a spread out tight end where Gronk can block for you and catch the rock. And I think he still has another year or two, however long he wants to play. And then again, I mean, if Tom comes out of retirement or he makes a deal somewhere, I wouldn't be surprised for him to go play with Tom again.
I don't want you to get all excited and start yelling and throwing things, but Colin Kaepernick is still working in hopes of landing an NFL job. He's still staying in shape, still doing the working out, and I got a picture of him right here, and the headline says that he's hoping for landing an NFL job. I don't think so.
Well, he turned out for a bunch of teams, you know, a year or two ago, and nothing came of it. So if nothing happened then, these NFL owners don't need to have any distractions. It's hard enough to win the National Football League without, you know, having a distraction. I don't understand, you know, or just retire and go your merry way. They'll be racing in Phoenix, Captain, so that should be excellent to witness and watch. See who's going to be the main player there.
Mm-hmm.
Or to that. I like the Phoenix Raceway. That's a nice track. So, should be a good, enjoyable race. Hopefully, they won't too many crashes. I'm not into that. I don't mind bumping paint because that's racing, but I don't like when we have these guys spinning out. It's dangerous. It's not cool.
Well, it's getting a little rough out there, and there's some tempers that are starting to flare. You know, turn left, go fast has a new meaning because sometimes it's turn left, spin around, and come back last.
Yes, sir. Very good point. And that's really happened a lot. Speaking about, you know, Dallas Cowboys, Antonio Brown, you know, Jerry Jones, 25-year-old woman suing him, alleging that he is her father.
Right.
So, curious to see how that plays out. So,
all right. Well, now let's talk. We got to talk about something here, and then I got to let you go. What is it that you do, and how can people get a hold of you?
Yes, I'm in the insurance business. I love doing sports with Captain Matt Bruce Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and also on Sundays from 11 to 12 on the flagship station AM 860. But during the week and even on the weekends, I come and help out people with their insurance, their veteran benefits, their Medicare benefits. You know, I've been doing it for 30 years now. If I can be of any help to you, please feel free to call me. It's not going to hurt you to spend 15 minutes on the phone with me, and we can go have a cup of coffee and see if I can be of assistance to you. So give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Island, 813-966-1052. See you Sunday, Captain Apples.
Yep.
God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick Kiley, insurance quarterback. Okay, now out of the frying pan and into the fire. We got 60 seconds. We're Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Bezos, you own Amazon, but you own the Washington Compost. The headline should say, Biden sucks, should be fired. Okay? The headline in the New York Times should say, Trump got America oil independence. Bring back Trump today. That's what the headline should be, okay? The Kamala Harris, a disgrace on the national stage. That should be the headline today. But you all Chinese-owned corrupt newspaper idiots are trying to cover for a fumbling idiot who's a disgrace not only to America, but to your kids and to your family and to your mom and to your dad and to your grandpa, okay, you dumb nuts? That's what you should be saying. Joe Biden should be removed for total incompetence today. And Donald, you need to grow a pair and start fighting, okay? Because your Republicans are weak and they're soft and they're sorry. Now stand up for our country, stand up for the American people, and stand up and tell them that you had oil independence for the American people, and this clown doesn't know what he's doing, and he's colluding with Russia. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty. Thank you, Todd. And by the way, this final portion of the program brought to you by Domus Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be 100 Douglas Steeler, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Remember, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, folks. That takes care of the weekday program. I'll be back with the weekend edition tonight of the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots more to talk about tonight. I'll go on, see it. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.